Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Here's a fun question. What's the largest organism in Alaska? A moose? A whale? Actually, it might be a fungus. Beneath the soil, under moss and roots, miles of thin white threads called mycelium spread through the forest like an underground web. And in autumn, after a good rain, they suddenly announce themselves with mushrooms that are bright, brief, and sometimes delicious. In Kachemak Bay, autumn is mushroom season. Puffballs burst along trails, chanterelles glow golden in spruce groves, and boletes pop up overnight. These fruiting bodies are just the tip of something much larger, the hidden networks that connect trees, recycle nutrients, and keep the forest alive. If autumn feels like a time of endings, fungi remind us it's also a season of connection. Mycelium works somewhat like a living internet. It threads through soil and tree roots, forming partnerships called mycorrhizae. The fungus helps plants absorb water and minerals. In return, plants feed the fungus sugars they've made through photosynthesis. Scientists have measured these exchanges and even found that older trees can pass nutrients through fungal networks to younger saplings. What's remarkable is how fungi refuse to fit into tidy boxes. They aren't plants, but they aren't animals either. They switch between roles, decomposer, partner, parasite, depending on the situation. Their fruiting bodies might last a day or a week, but the underground network can persist for decades, constantly changing shape and direction. In Kachemak Bay, these systems are vital. They recycle the vast amounts of organic matter that accumulate in autumn. They help spruce forests withstand stress. And they give foragers, from humans to red squirrels, a seasonal feast. Learning about fungi makes me notice how often we want to classify things as this or that, one box or another. But fungi live in the both and. They thrive in between categories, forming bonds that shift with time and circumstance. For me, that's hopeful. It's a reminder that strength can come from flexibility, from connection, from being more than one thing at once. Next time you see a mushroom after the rain, remember, it's just the messenger. The real story is the vast, hidden network beneath our feet, quietly weaving the forest together season after season. This is Lillian Wengler, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.